Do you want to catch your breath there first? You just ran upstairs for a cup of coffee. One flight of... You shaved your beard, too, there.
Trimmed it back a little bit.
Yeah.
Got the haircut, too.
You look 10 years different and a lot less scary.
Yeah, my mom called me out on it and said you're looking like a 60-year-old man.
You look like Grizzly Adams' demon spawn, man. If I didn't know you and I saw you in public, I would walk the other way. I would be scared you'd kick my ass and eat my tacos at the restaurant or something.
So I look like I was going to eat your tacos?
Or my child. Kind of look like Alf, you know, probably eat my cats. I'm not saying Oz is a hairy guy, but...
I was looking pretty woolly there, and... Yeah, I was pretty grizzly at this. I mean, you know, just trimming it back, I was surprised how much was in the sink.
I have it on good authority that below the waistline, you look like a woolly mammoth.
That's disgusting. Let's not talk about that area.
Well, dude, what grinds my gears at the drive-thru, I don't know what angers you at the drive-thru or at the fast food restaurants. Couple things. People who don't say please. Look, these fast food workers are busting their ass for little pay, and people come in there, I want, give me, I'll take, and they're not saying please or thank you.
That's not very nice.
No, so I try to give them a lot of respect, a lot of courtesy, but like if I'm in line, I make my order, they give me a ticket with a number, or they take your name, you can go sit your happy ass down, but there's always somebody behind me, and they're all hovering around the counter waiting for their food, so... When they slide over, they don't realize that I have sat down. So they think their order is up next.
And wow.
So you can imagine what happens next, right?
Yeah, fatty gets your food.
His snaz is buried in my fries. I'm like, excuse me, sir, those are my fries. Oh, God, I don't know what happened. Oh, how did that? I
was completely amiss. I can't read.
Get your snaws out of my fries. Sit your happy ass down. They will call your name like pigs at the trough, man. Pigs in the trough.
Yeah, I stopped trying to go to fast food just because everything just started to piss me off. Like, you know, I got fat. I was broke. I mean, you know, started having, you know, chest pain. I got high blood pressure waiting in the drive-thru line, like yelling at people, like... Come on, the pet peeves that got me was you could tell that one person who was ordering like a bazillion things in the drive-thru for like everybody because they're handing them like the tray of drinks and like two giant stuffed bags of stuff and you're going, man, I gotta be at work in 5 minutes. What are you doing?
I have five separate orders. Yeah, if you got five orders, go get your ass inside.
I mean, and usually that would pertain to the sandwich shop. You know, the sandwich shops, there's always someone in line that's got like five or six orders. They got like a little post-it note and I'll get a, and everybody's got a different thing on everything, you know, and that drives you crazy, but it's even more so when it's in a fast food drive line, you know, drive through or, you know, it's a, you know, in line at the fast food place and you're getting multiple orders. You're like, oh my God, really?
I want my bacon Western cheese. It's not down my gullet in 20 seconds. Someone's going to die.
Listen here, I got two McDoubles and I want them to go. I want to go in a hurry.
Yeah, when I'm at the drive-thru and the lady in front of me, she has not even left the drive-thru. She has not depressed the brake on her pedal before she's got that bacon Western cheese halfway down her gullet. You know,
like you can't get to the window because she's already just stuffing it.
Yeah, she's not even left the parking lot. Listen, if you're face planting your fried pies before you've left the drive-thru, you're bringing us all down a notch, people. I know the McWendy's drive-thru is not the classiest place, but...
Well, I'll tell you another thing that gets me, because I'm a late-nighter, so to speak, sometimes, and there's this one drive-thru fast food place near my place, and they leave the lights on, but the place is closed, or the whatever. So I'm pulling in, and I'm slowly creeping around, and I just sit there at the little... At the little, you know, kiosk with the speaker, or whatever. I sit there forever waiting for them to say something. And it's like, and then you finally go, hello. And they don't even have the courtesy to go, we're closed. I mean, only once has someone said, I'm sorry, sir, we're closed, you know. But usually you sit there and they just pretend like you're not there. And that really kills me because it's like, could you just turn the lights off on the building, you know? Maybe the sign light could be turned off.
Listen, the difference between Fisher and Oz, at 12 o'clock, I'm eating imported mustard and steak, and Oz is at the Hardee's drive-thru. Are you still open? Are you there? Anybody there?
I got to get my thick burger. The thick burger count for the day is going down.
Can I get the half-pound Angus thick burger with a side of bacon? Ah! It makes me angry, and I don't know why.